Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Games Corner. We are back with Evenicle, so let's go ahead and get started. Since the only country that's still recruiting knights in large numbers is the Kingdom of Velkyode to the east of here. The whereabouts of most of the Academy's students is apparently unknown. Must have been quite a school. They taught her to move so quickly. No point standing here and talking. The speech was called off, so why don't we head back to Lancelot? Okay. Having stopped Gura's attack, the escorts decided it was time to return to Lancelot. This is an item shop. Are you a customer? When Aster entered the item shop, a young girl's head was just barely visible from over the counter was staring as though analyzing him. Whoa, a cute girl! Hi, mind showing me what you've got here? A lot of people call me cute, but you're pretty cute yourself. Think so? That's not usually something you say to guys. Making you cry could be fun. Uh-oh. Huh? Nothing. Personal matter. I like when the shopkeepers are cute, though. Lancelot's pretty nice. The fact that there were cute shopkeepers was enough to raise Aster's opinion on the Republic of Lancelot. Well, that's good to know. Looking for something? If necessary, I can show you what's in the back room. Back room? Oh, I see. Like, special weapons you wouldn't normally sell and stuff. No, just some shadier merchandise. Shady like how? Like some scalpels used by a serial killer or a knife used in the murder of hundreds of young women. Scary! I think I'm good with the regular items. If you like, I can also permit weapon tests. Huh? You can do that? Sure, I'd be interested. Alright then. Wait, why are you about to swing that at me? You seem like you'd scream real good. I'd rather not be slashed, thanks. Unfortunate. Aster remained wary of the vigilant shopkeeper who never put down her weapon as he looked over the store's merchandise. Aster, we'd better get the hell out of here. I think she's nuts. Yes, I'm buying that night sword. And the armor. One thing I always do in RPGs, guys, and this is just me, but I always make sure that my main character, my strongest character, has the best gear. I don't know how you guys are, but that's always how I do it. That way I know if the other ones have crappy gear, he's got the best shit and he's the strongest. So he can outlast if he's the only one left, unless they use a death attack. Let's see, ibuprofen would be good to have, but we need to go to a junk shop. I say a junk shop, but I don't even see a junk shop here. Cause I can't sell nothing. There's a church here too. This is Pankark, Lancelot's gateway to the ocean. Some of our boats were blown up in the incident in Eden Harbor, so no ships are departing for the time being. The city of Pankark and its people came off as feeling somehow gloomy. Due to a loss of Eden Harbor, all the sailors lost their jobs. A lot of them left to the Kingdom of Velkyode off in the east to find work. The old man looked out into the desolate town with sorrow. The fog's particularly bad today. Better be careful, it'll drain your energy fast. The girl covered her mouth with a handkerchief and walked off in a hurry. The Kingdom of Velkyode to the east apparently has a booming economy. Must be thanks to their independent industry. The man glared jealously at the eastern mountains. He glared at the damn you mountains! Snakecrest? That's some kind of new band or what? Aster couldn't obtain any particularly useful information. Dark Knight Kitty fights for us. Huh? How do I know? Because the newspaper said so, of course. Well, aren't you the blue-pilled little Nancy there? The girl seemed to think that everything in the newspaper was true. Even Aster's a little bit more red-pilled than that. Okay. The Saints travel to all the major cities. They seldom return to the same town, so if you go around the towns where you haven't encountered a saint yet, you should be able to run into one. Esther heard some helpful adventuring info. Some particularly nasty monsters use special moves when their HP gets low. Yeah, but you don't see that much, just typically on what we call boss monsters. If you learn their attack pattern, it might help in a rematch. Esther heard some helpful adventuring info. Okay. Riche was sitting and holding her knees in a corner of the room. Hey, Ramius, what's this Riche? She's having some regrets over eating too much dinner, it seems. No, don't say that. Riche covered her ears and shook her head. Like, just overeating wouldn't bother me this much. It's about what I ate. Lots of meat and lots of sweets? Why is that the only good food you can find in this country? Lancelot is real hot, so real hearty food is good. Yes, presented with either well-seasoned meat or sugary tea, which I just had. I couldn't help myself. You get so sweaty and exhausted in the middle of the day that you just naturally want it, yeah. That's the problem. This is gonna make me chubby. I don't think you need to worry about that, but Pankark is a harbor town and they got some good-looking fish, so why not eat that and hold off on the sweets? You two are gonna eat meat, right? And sweets? I am? Yeah, they look delicious. Pow, 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 pow. Ow, ow, don't hit me. Ah, is this what they call a lover's spat? Jeez, both of you, I swear. There. Good morning, I'm working all these calories off. Riche took care of most of the travel preparations herself before they left the inn. Good lord, what a mess that was. See, you always gotta go to the inns, because the inns have all kinds of special dialogue scenes. Leave town. Oh, level shop. Yeah, there's nothing special or new here. Alright. Why do we still have Tio? I'd really like her to go buzz off somewhere. Because every time I get in a battle, they can hit her, and it basically screws us all up. Thank you, everyone. These speeches should have minimized the damage from the newspaper article. Based on the voters' reactions, you might even be more popular than before. Maybe so. The crowds were bigger than usual, so it was a good chance to talk about my positions. When life gives you lemons, you know that saying. If the president's the one who organized the attack, I'd love to see his face after these results. But we never managed to talk to Gora Gora. Tio, about the secret mission. I'm sorry, under these circumstances, I can't be your guide. Figures. Well, if it's supposed to be secret, what can you do? You never know when Gora Gora might be watching. I'm very sorry. If it would only affect me, I wouldn't mind. But I couldn't impose any potential burden on others. Until Gura Gura stopped, the mission can't be completed then. But I find it hard to believe Gura Gura is a bad girl. Huh? Then do you think she's right about Tio being a criminal? Oh dear, of course not. From the time we spent together, I think she's a kind and wonderful person. I'm not so... What has to be wrong with you to hit on someone in front of your wives? I'm not hitting on her. Then why do you think Gura Gura's not bad? She's attacking people. I know, but a heartless killer could have taken advantage of the poison gas commotion in Pankart. That's true. It would have been a perfect opportunity to attack. When I was saving the old lady, I wasn't paying attention to my surroundings. But Gura Gura helped me save her instead of taking the chance to attack Tio. Aster took out the throwing weapon that had severed the rope. It was the same as the ones Gura Gura attacked with. And even when she attacked Tio the first time, it seemed like she only did it because our meeting in the middle of the night seemed fishy. This is just my guess, but I think maybe Gura Gura is just being used. You're probably right. Huh? What do you mean, probably? I mean, I agree. She's not attacking out of personal interest. She's taking someone else's orders. I mean, from what I've seen, she doesn't come off like she can make decisions for herself. Then you could have said something instead of making me explain. You may not know it, but I like giving my husband a chance to speak. Besides, I wanted to hear what you thought. What a pain. Gura Gura, though. If only we could talk things out. It's not easy. When a ranger gets serious, their skills are even compared to those of ninjas. Ninjas, those legendary assassins in manga and stuff? Yes, they apparently did exist hundreds of years ago, but they say rangers are modeled off the ninjas in manga. Ninjas? Ninjas? Don't you read manga? You know, like Ninja Potter or Icarus Kagemaru? Of course I read manga. I own every volume of both. Huh? Really? Risei loves stories about strong protagonists. Hero stories, essentially. It's just when you mentioned ninjas, I almost remembered something. Oh, now I remember. That's right. Ninja Bird Lime. Ninja Bird Lime? Right, there is that. It's an item created for... Excuse me. Right, there is that. It's an item created for capturing rangers who sneak into castles. That's a thing that exists? Right before the Alta tragedy, every country was taking efforts to collect info on every other country, so a lot of rangers were sent on spy operations. Of course, some were sent to spy on Eden, but we invented Ninja Bird Lime, something that could caption even a ninja. The inventor was real proud of it and rambled on about how it works forever, so I've still got it stuck in memory. Huh? You know the inventor? Yeah, the inventor came by the castle a lot, and we were around the same age, so we talked plenty. And they're a Zero Knight like my brother. What? But what should we do? I doubt there's even any left at the castle. Really? Then let's ask this Zero Knight to make it. Now let's go back to Eden and... Well, that won't do any good. Unlike Akaville and Baro, this Zero Knight's not required to stay in the country or anything. Huh? I thought Zero Knights had to. Both this person's promotion to Zero Knight and current position are pretty unique. They don't actually do a Zero Knight's job, they just hide away in the mountains. Based on the New Year's card we got last year, we'd want to look somewhere in the mountains behind between Lancelot and the Kingdom of El Quixote, I think. Maybe I've got no place to say in this being from Fresh Fish Island, but that's in the middle of nowhere. I've heard rumors the inventor can't live near anyone due to their dangerous experiments or something like that. I can't do my mission until we talk to Gura Gura, so let's get this person to make some ninja bird lime. Don't know if they'll agree to it. That's all I'm worried about. What do you do, Tio? Palamides contacted me, saying he found some guards, so I think I'll return to my office. Okay, we'll get in touch with you again later. Thus, the party saw Tio off, then decided to head for the mountains to the east in search of Ninja Bird Lime. Okay. Pawn shop. Man, you buy for high and sell for low, right? Well, no, you don't. No, you buy for high and sell for low. I said that wrong. You buy for low and sell for high. My God. Or buy for high and sell for low. Yeah, I just said it. Yeah, you know what I mean. I'm thinking of stocks, but... Hmm. Oh, that's cool. I need to use that. We're not done yet. No, okay. Actually, I want to equip that with Ramius. And the reason why is because she's kind of the tank, if you haven't noticed. That's max 200 HP, so that's gonna be good. And don't give me Grim, I know how to play an RPG, because, yeah. Try to keep my shit good. See, I like the physical attack damage, plus 10. I wish I could get higher than that. What is the mushroom? Oh, yeah, I like that. Okay, she can have that. What is this? The dream dress plus 2? Okay, she can sell the one then. So we're gonna go ahead and sell this. I mean, again, it's not a fucking killing. I'll sell one of these. Okay. So let's go ahead and go into the item shop now. Well, there's not gonna be anything there. Maybe anything we want. We're gonna leave town. Yeah, see, that's the problem. Pankart requires a long walk. We can't just go to Pankart. So, we're not gonna worry about that yet, because I think we've gotta go, you know, that way anyway, because we have to go to the mountains. So, let's just go ahead and, do what you guys want me to do. Give me just a minute, folks. Yep, alright, so that's all we're gonna do for now. I know. Next you see us, we're gonna be in another H scene because the love gauge is high. So look forward to that. And at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grim's Hentai Games Corner with Eve Nicole.